Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Just incredible racing.
It's only 30 days till the supercars are going to be here at Reed Park in Townsville. So we have James Cordy joining us right now. How are you going?
I'm fantastic. It's,
morning.
It's pretty chilly up here this time of year,
isn't it? I know.
I was taking the mickey out of it then. I wasn't being serious.
This is
Townsville freezing at the moment.
You guys need to go outside and take a long, hard look at yourselves. This is ridiculous.
The minute it gets under 20 degrees in Townsville.
I like how you both just jump straight on that. You're like, yeah, it's so
cold.
It is actually so cold.
But it's funny because my mum lives sort of down Sydney way and she'll often be listening and it's like 2 or 3 degrees there some mornings.
Yeah.
And we're like 19 talking about how cold it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're probably enjoying this a lot being up here in Townsville.
Yeah, and I'm only a couple of hours north from where I am.
Yeah. Yeah. You're also enjoying the fact that you came in and we're both Blues supporters. We had a rule today that we would only have Queenslanders on the show to try to balance it out because we are both Blues, but here you are.
Yeah, I've lived here for a long time, as you guys both have.
You're Gold Coast,
but,
don't you?
Blues. Everyone's like, oh, who do you go for now? And I'm like, do you not know what it's called? State of origin.
Yeah, you can't change where you want to live.
Want to live in Queensland. But I'm New South Wales.
Because your club's Penrith, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Penrith boy.
Not doing too great this year, but back to origin. Blues.
We actually had a cockroach infiltrate the building this morning, so I think that's a good sign.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah. We're on. But I think it's good this year. I think it'll be exciting with, as much as it was amazing to watch with Thurston and Smith and Kronk and all those guys linking up every time and kicking our ass, it's... I think this year would be good with some fresh faces on both sides and hopefully more of an even playing field.
It seems like a bit of a new era, doesn't it? Hey, let's talk a bit about your sport because it is 30 days till the Wattpac Townsville 400. The pump for this event, as always. I know this is a favourite on the calendar.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was just talking with little...
Luke?
Simona. No, Simona.
Sestra.
Yeah,
she's the female driver.
She is, and she was just talking about where to go and
this is her first Wattpac 400, is it?
No, she came last year, I think, but this year she wants to do a bit of touring in and around the place to try and see a bit more of the country. So, go down and see some Crocs and whatever. But, yeah, I love coming up here every year. It's
don't get
fun.
Too close, Simona.
Yeah, I was going to bring the kids this year to come up each year. They normally come last year, missed out on coming. So, roll the little
fellas up this year. Oh, fabulous. So what are you planning on doing around Townsville while you are here?
I'm not too sure.
Go to Maggie.
You're going to feed Simona to a croc by the sound of it.
She can do that to herself. But, I'll probably just roll around and take the kids over to Magnetic Island.
Beautiful.
That's always pretty cool.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And, in and about the place.
Hey, while you're here, JC, I wanted to bring something up with you because we had J-Dubs in, Jamie Winkup, not too long ago, and he was very proud of a certain accomplishment that he achieved. Have a listen to this, man.
I've looked at the Rubik's Cube for 30 years and going, what is this rubbish? You know, this is
right.
The only way to solve this is rip the stickers off and put it in the right spot.
Yeah.
But there's actually some
There's formulas,
madness.
Right?
How long did it take?
There's
30 years?
There's algorithms.
Algorithms.
That's what you said.
It's mathematical.
Algorithms. Yeah. You actually, and I worked out all the algorithms, and you actually can solve it.
So he's solving Rubik's cubes these days. We wanted to put it to you. Aside from winning a supercars championship, being at the top of that sort of elite sport, what's the greatest thing you've ever achieved? What's your personal accomplishment? Can you ride a unicycle or
juggle with fire?
Apart from making two people.
That's pretty impressive.
We all do that. Well, most of us do.
Unfortunately, everyone can do that. But I can ride a unicycle.
Can you?
Can you?
Are you
really?
Just
the best
that?
I can. The best is when you see buskers doing it and they're like, and they roll around and they're sort of, anyone from the crowd want to have a go? And you're just like, I'll have a crack. And you walk over and they're sort of sledging you on the way over and then boom, you just ride it around and it just shuts them up.
But, so is that the entire reason you live on the Gold Coast? Because then you can go show off like that on surface paradise?
Well, my dad always called me a clown, so I thought I better learn some techniques.
All right. Well, go bring in the unicycle, guys.
But it's not that massive one, the really long one. It's just a normal unicycle. But I remember when I was racing go-karts, they banned bikes from in the pits. So I thought, screw you guys, I'll just ride it. It's not a bike when it's a unicycle. It's a unicycle. So I learned to ride it.
I'm a rule breaker.
That is funny. And you just got a new dog the other day. We just need to really quickly cover this off because it's an Italian greyhound. It's absolutely adorable. Your kids are involved.
Gabby's a crazy dog lady.
I'm a crazy dog lady.
She gives me going to cover this off quickly. Yeah. Settle in, guys.
I just want to find out. You've named him Guido. Where has that come from?
The kids just wanted a little, because he's Italian, I said to them, let's have give him an Italian name. Right. They wanted to call him Gucci, and I was like, there's no way. I
Gucci.
Am calling our dog Gucci and I'm going to be yelling that in the park. That is never happening. So we settled on, we had Caesar, we had all those like crazy names, and I rolled out Guido, and the both kids started laughing, and that's how we come up with Guido. And I think he was on the cars, the little forklift driver was called Guido, the pit stop guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think it was my son actually came up with Guido.
He's so damn cute, man. Checking him out on your Instagram this morning. Yeah. Oh, the best.
So cute.
Guys, it is literally a month away. We just, love the supercars up here. We know you guys love coming to the event. It's just so great. You can get your tickets now through Ticket Tech, July 5 to 7. James Courtney from Mobile One Mega Racing, thank you so much, man. Best of luck in Townsville, and we'll catch up soon.
Cheers, guys. I'll be back.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Some really horrific news coming from Darwin this morning, something that we never expected to hear. But to find out more about this shooting that happened up north, we have Rosie Kingston from Nine News crossing to her in front of the hospital where the gunman is actually being held at the moment. Rosie, can you tell us a little more about what actually happened?
Yeah, well, yesterday at about 5:45, police started receiving reports about a shooting in the city and an active shooter as well. We've since learned that four men are dead in multiple crime scenes across Darwin. There's a couple in the CBD. There's one over in Woolner. There's one at a pub. And even the police headquarters is part of the police investigation today. So like I said, four men are dead. A woman is also in hospital with gunshot wounds. The city was placed into lockdown while police desperately hunted for the gunman during his hour-long rampage. The suspect was eventually arrested by heavily armed tactical response officers and was taken to a hospital. His motives still aren't clear, although it is believed he is linked to a bikie gang, and he was out on parole. He was released from prison in January this year. The Chief Minister has said this is a devastating incident for the Northern Territory. It is not said to be terrorism linked, and the Prime Minister has also conveyed his thoughts for the people of Darwin and the Northern Territory from London.
It's just heartbreaking. Four people dead, a mass shooting, something we are not used to in this country. And Rosie, you're actually standing out the front of the hospital where the gunman is being held. What more can you tell us about him?
Yeah, well, police say that he's well known to them. He does have links to outlaw motorcycle gangs, although we don't know the full extent of that just yet. The commissioner said they've had a number of adverse interactions with them as well. He was released from prison in January. We're yet to find out why he was locked up or how long for, though it's understood to be more than a year. Police also wouldn't say what parole conditions the man was on. Mm-hmm. They didn't know just yet, and whether he'd been meeting those parole conditions, but he was wearing an ankle bracelet.
So Darwin is waking up to this horrific news. Obviously, they would have known about it yesterday afternoon going into the night, but more details emerging now. What's the vibe in Darwin at the moment?
There was a lot of shock mostly yesterday, that this could happen in Darwin. In Australia, I suppose, we really don't tend to see these types of incidents too often, and especially not in Darwin, really. So just a lot of people that were really shocked to hear the news. A lot of very worried people yesterday when there was news out that, this man was still out there and hadn't been caught. And then obviously a lot of relief once police managed to very quickly arrest him in the city.
Yeah.
It's just blowing my mind. I cannot believe this has happened in Australia.
And although Darwin is a major city, from everyone I've ever spoken to who spent time there, the vibe there is like it's just a big country town. Mm. So to go to bed last night and wake up knowing that you're you're the town where a mass shooting has occurred, it'd just be shock.
It would be like if something like this happened in Townsville. Darwin is another northern city, just like Townsville is, similar size and, you know, similar, I guess, population demographics as well. So, yeah, a lot of people here are very shocked that this would happen in the top end.
At the front of the hospital where the gunman is currently being held in Darwin, from Nine News, Rosie Kingston, thank you so much for your update.
No problem.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We made an origin bet. Our origin sticks are set. Cliffo and Gabby versus Kyle Felt. Who'll win the bet when the cards are dealt?
We are both Blues supporters, Cliffo and I, in North Queensland. And so when it comes to Origin, got to get on board with a Queenslander. Yeah. And Kyle Felt, the obvious choice. He is our special cowboy. That just sounds weird.
He's our special
Our regular cowboy. And obviously a very big Queensland supporter. And so just the other day, before setting up this bet, we just wanted to know his most hated food.
We kind of entrapped him into
we
the
did,
bet.
100%.
We just said, hey, is there a food you hate? Like, is there
just
a food
in conversation.
You and he said, capsicums. They've always made him spew. Mm. In fact, one of his cousins once snuck a little piece of capsicum under the cheese of a pizza and it made him vomit.
It did. So, and so we're like, cool. So that's the food you can't eat. So we want to do this bet with you that if Queensland loses, you have to eat the points difference of capsicum slices. And alternatively, if New South Wales loses, one of us has to eat our most hated food as the points difference as well. Now, I said I hate oysters, natural oysters. They are just like the snot of the ocean. Can't deal.
Asparagus is my one. Yeah. Tinned asparagus. But the thing is, we have to decide who's actually going to represent the Blues, because we're not both going to do it. If Queensland loses, he's just going to do one capsicum. So just one of us had to represent the Queensland side of things.
Yeah.
So we grabbed Kyle quickly yesterday. He was in here at the Blue Block and we just flipped a coin. Like the start of a NRL game.
I thought you were going to be a gentleman and just, you know, volunteer, but
you don't
that
know
wasn't
me at all.
The case.
All right, the toss. The big toss. So
it's the coin toss.
If Kyle loses, or if Queensland loses, you got to eat capsicum, but your thing's oysters and my thing's asparagus, tinned asparagus. So we've got to work out who's representing New South Wales here. Please be Gabby.
I thought you already volunteered, but anyway.
That would be the gentlemanly thing to do.
But that's not the
You
case.
Don't know me at all.
All right.
All right, Feldy.
So what are we going? Who's going heads? Who's going tails?
I'm going to yell as you flip all right.
Gabby's going to call it.
Are you ready?
Ready? Yep. Ready? Three, two.
Tails!
Oh. You mother... Yes! All right, so what do you want to do?
What do you mean?
All right, sweet.
Asparagus.
No, I'm not going to eat asparagus. He's going to eat capsicum. Go the Blues! All right, well done to you. On the toss. Tails it was. So, that is now the bet. If New South Wales loses, this is not the series. This is game one tonight. Mm-hmm. I will have to eat however many points they lose by the points difference in asparagus spears.
And can I just add?
Queensland loses, it's Kyle and the capsicum.
And our boss is super stoked that that's the case, because asparagus, way cheaper than oysters.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This is a good news story, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't filled with absolute rage and jealousy.
Because we are good people and we're happy for others.
I'm a good person and I'm happy for this guy, he says through gritted teeth. A crane driver from Townsville has won first prize, Division 1, in Lotto's Set for Life draw.
And was the only winner, hey?
He was the only winner of this Set for Life Lotto draw. And he's now won $20,000 a month for 20 years.
I want money. That's what I want.
So what's that? Just shy of 5 mil?
Yeah, it's like $4,800,000 by the end of the 20-year period.
Like I say, he's a crane driver. He's going to give up night shifts and overtime and spend more time fishing. Going to do some renos on the house. And go to the States.
Reno's on the house. Just buy a new one, mate. What are you doing?
Buy a whole new one. Like, what? Buy a bloody place at the top of Yarrawonga Drive,
yeah,
or something.
Buy a mansion on top of Castle Hill overlooking Pollaranda. How beautiful would that be?
Buy that place when you're walking up Castle Hill and you get past the bottom car park and it's got like a lap pool. I don't know who owns that place, but I want it. But anyway, the winning lotto ticket was sold at Vincent Village News Agency. But yeah, 20 grand a month for 20 years, 4.8 million, which is crazy. And the funny thing is, last night when my wife and I heard about this, we legit spent, I reckon, 15 minutes in Fantasyland talking about what we would do if we won this. And we planned everything, like
worldwide trips.
Like, well, she was going to scale back her job.
Yeah.
Just go casual or whatever. I'd still work, but I'd lay off on the weekend work and stuff like
that. And buy more on your leave.
Yeah, do all that. We'd buy a bigger house. We were going to go traveling. We'd get a lot more babysitters. We wouldn't get a nanny. But we get a lot
You wouldn't
more,
get a nanny.
We still want to be grounded and all that. You know what I mean?
Nah.
We'd buy a little place on Maggie Island.
Put your head up in the clouds.
We'd get a boat so we could just go straight over to Maggie. And like I said, we spent 15 minutes discussing all this before my wife goes, we didn't even buy lotto tickets.
Yeah, this is never going to happen for us.
What are we talking about this for?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
There's a lot of people out there who have hex debts or student loans from back in the day that are going to take years to pay off. I know my sister, like, it's so expensive to go to uni, hey, and you're paying it off for like 20 years to come. You don't have hex, do you?
No.
No, neither of us actually studied.
Thank God. Hey, kids, get into radio.
Don't.
Anyone can do
go
it.
Go to uni. But it's it can be pretty expensive. There's some interesting and creative ways that people have come up with to pay their student loans, however. And this one that I found really surprised me. It's a Welsh student, and she has paid off her university fees by selling sneeze videos online.
Sneeze videos. So literally, like,
she sneezes
achoo.
In a video.
Bless you.
And sells it online. So anyone with hay fever, great idea for you. You can really get involved in this when it comes to hay fever season. But yeah, she sold one on YouTube. It was so overwhelmed by the response. She started charging like $30 a video.
Question.
Yeah.
Who's buying this product?
Well, there's interesting people in the world, Cliffo, and everyone has something that floats their boat that doesn't necessarily make someone else's boat float.
Are we talking like floats their boat or floats their boat?
Bit of both, I reckon.
Wow.
I reckon it's a bit of both. You know, these videos have gone off recently where people chew into a microphone or whisper or sing songs in a really quiet voice, and those videos are very calming and people find them not sexual at all, just very calming, and they've gone crazy. Sneezing, I don't know whether it could probably go both ways, whether it's just something that people enjoy
to me
or something
is the
sexual.
Opposite. There is nothing calming about a sneeze, particularly when I don't know if you got that big build-up and then it doesn't come or...
That's the worst.
Sometimes you violently sneeze.
That hurts. You can, like, crack a rib doing that. I don't like this because I have this horrible thing about sneezes. I can smell sneezes, and I know a lot of people
Your
can't.
Sneezes or other people's sneezes?
Other people's sneezes. I can smell a sneeze, and I cannot stand the smell. It's, like, the most disgusting smell in the world. So a sneeze is, like, my worst nightmare. So if I saw one of these videos, I would pay her to take it down.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Sometimes I see things, like, it might be online or on my social media or just out and about in the community, and I go, oh, my God, that's so Gabby.
Was it dog related?
No, it wasn't dog related. It wasn't dog related. It wasn't Harry Potter related.
Well, then what was it?
It was a brand new show that's coming to Channel 7 very soon. Called, I don't know if you heard of this, tell me if you have, but it's called The Real Dirty Dancing.
You know what? I have heard it being thrown around in conversation online, but I have no idea what it's actually about. I know Anna Heinrich is going to be part of it.
Anna Heinrich is going to be part of it.
And one of the girls from the news panel, I want to say.
Yeah, Jessica Rowe.
Yes, Jessica Rowe, that one. But what is it?
Hugh Sheridan, the actor, is going to be on it as well. And Jamie Drury, the presenter, that's doing some work in Townsville at the moment in regards to our water crisis. But
that's
completely
weird.
Unrelated to this, yeah. So The Real Dirty Dancing, I've got the whole breakdown here. It's going to see 8 Aussie celebrities travel to the United States. They're going to go to all the areas where Dirty Dancing is set, they're going to learn the iconic dance routines that Johnny and Baby performed in the movie or whatever. And their ultimate goal is to be chosen to perform as Baby and Johnny in a one-off theatre performance of Dirty Dancing Back Down Under.
Sorry, Jessica Robey, for no chance. I can't even imagine her doing that dance.
You know what I was thinking this morning? Gabby's going to love everything about this. The only thing she's not going to like is that she's not famous enough to be chosen to be one of their eight celebrities.
You can read my mind.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.